Hi friends, this is Dr. Ralph Wilson with the Jesus Walk Bible Study Series. We're beginning our study of the Christ-powered life, Romans 5 through 8, and this is the preface. Many Christians understand what it means to be saved from sin through Christ's death for our sins, a product of God's grace rather than by our own efforts. What we don't often understand is how this affects our battle with sinful behavior. From the church, we hear mixed messages. Nobody is perfect. You'll sin, deal with it. Along with a call to holiness and righteousness. The result is frustration and discouragement. Where's the balance? Where's the power? When Paul wrote his epistle to the Romans, Rome was a great city, but corrupt. Not an environment conducive to genuine Christian living. A third of the population were slaves, with little control over their lives. How could they live for Christ with integrity in their circumstances? Can Christ really empower our lives? That's the central question. But Romans 5 through 8 is, frankly, some pretty difficult sledding. As I've pored over this passage month after month, I've struggled to understand. Gradually, the Lord has brought it into focus for me. It is a powerful message. When we finally get it, the concepts have great power to propel us along our Christian journey. The gain is definitely worth the work and prayer it will take to understand, to grasp, and incorporate these truths into our lives. I count it an honor to help guide your understanding of these core chapters of what some believe is Paul's greatest epistle. But don't rely on me. I encourage you to pause right now and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth, to illuminate the eyes of your heart, to do a fresh work in you, and He will. Let's pray. Father, I pray that all those who study these chapters may experience the blessing of spiritual fruit in their lives. Change us, O God, and help us take hold of the energy source you have for us to live the Christ-powered life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.